Welcome to the Hillingdon Hospitals NHS Foundation Trust podcast.
Hello and a warm welcome to the latest edition of the Hillingdon Hospitals podcast. I am Jonathan Lowe from the communications team, and special guest joining me today on the podcast is Corporate Application Service Manager Godfrey Saides from London North West University Healthcare NHS Trust, one of our sister trusts. Godfrey is here to say, having recently spoken at the Senior Leaders Forum about Microsoft 365 and some of the new apps which are now available to staff. So to get a little bit more information about them, we're here with Godfrey. Welcome to the podcast. Can you just start by introducing yourself and telling us just a little bit about your work, really, at the Trust?
Hi, thank you for inviting me for this special talk, Jonathan. My name is Godfrey. I'm Corporate Application Service Manager at London North West and the Hillingdon Hospitals. So we manage 365 application accounts for the trust, and we also manage the licenses, and we help and sustain with innovations using automated tools that is available from Microsoft. Thank you.
Okay, excellent. And in terms of some of the new apps that which mentioned at the start, can you just tell us a bit more about them, please?
Sure, Jonathan. Microsoft Office Suite is a day-to-day tools that we use in our office environment. Most of you would have encountered using Word or an Excel or a PowerPoint in your lifetime. Of course, all of us are very familiar with Microsoft Teams, which is also in post-pandemic, it has been a very effective tool to communicate and meet. So likewise, we have other tools which are called by bookings, forms, SharePoint, Planner, OneDrive, and there's also Power Platform tools, which is Power BI, Power Apps, Power Automate, Power Virtual Agents, and Power Pages. So there are other applications. There's no end to the list. We have a lot of applications which is available for us to use, and some of them comes with a top-up license and a cost. Some are not. So we encourage staff to use the ones that are freely available to enhance productivity using automation.
Okay, and in terms of access to them, is it can people do them on their phone, or is it just got a desktop?
So it depends. So all the apps that I'm talking about are available on web, which is cloud-based. The base structure is cloud. So the Word is available on cloud if you're not access to it, the Excel, which means that you will be able to access on any device. But we have a policy which says you cannot use them on a personal device which is not of NHS. To make it very simple, if it's not a trust device, don't log in it. If it is a trust device, you can use it. And in all the trust devices, when you log in using Microsoft 365 account, you'll be able to access all these applications online on the cloud basis.
Right, okay. And I mean, just taking, if you just take one app, for example, presumably each app is for a different function.
Yeah, sure.
Tasks. Yeah.
So first I will explain an example how these apps can be used, and then I will show another slide, and I will say how you can access them by logging into 365 account. So let me start with integration. So Power Automate is an application which is available on cloud app. When you log into 365 account, it's a tool that can speak to other applications like MS Forms, Microsoft Forms, or Bookings, MS Microsoft Planner, or to Teams. So Power Automate enables a Microsoft Forms to speak to Teams. So let me give you an example. So you would have been in your lifetime, you would have been sending emails, bulk emails. So you, with mail merger from Word document or you'll be able to send bulk emails from your personal account, but you can't use a shared email account. But through Power Automate, you'll be able to use a shared email account to send bulk emails, and that can be automated. So maybe you have to send more than 500 emails in a day. We can automate that using a Power Automate and the shared email account. The second thing is self-booking appointments. So if you have a call booking system, which you have to do, and they have the old traditional way of calling and booking, you can replace that using Microsoft bookings, sharing a link to the general public, and then they can self-book the appointments once you create a calendar or a plan of clinics what you want to advertise. Remember, any processes that are already existing on a clinical system, we recommend not replacing with a Microsoft application, but rather it should help people to use the existing system. It's not an alternative for the existing system, but if you have a paper copy that has to be converted to an online form, that can be done through Microsoft Forms. So the whole agenda is to enable or innovate and also automate for achieving more productivity. And the third example I would like to say is, if you are in a team who has busy tasks or you have a lot of workflows that going through, you can track them using a Microsoft Planner. As I mentioned earlier, you can also do a survey or a quiz using Microsoft Forms. So these are some of the examples. There are varied applications that we have done. Example, we have done a 2 approval process for London Northwest and Hillingdon Charity. So that's an example. You can speak to that team as well. There's many more examples that we can talk about. But wherever there is a process that is on a paper, if you would like to convert them into an online process, maybe you can use the available resources that is within the trust environment. So how to log into 365 account is very simple. You go to a browser, which can be an Edge or a Chrome, and search for 365 office account and use your NHS mail account and log in. Once you enter your right credentials, you will be able to log into 365 account. And on the login page, you'll be able to launch the app by clicking on these 9 dots, which is called as an app launcher. Once you click on, you'll be able to see all the apps available on the web. For example, your Outlook that is used for your emails, OneDrive is a storage space, Word you use daily for your writing your documents, Excel for gathering some data, PowerPoint to do presentations. These are normal applications that you use on your day-to-day work. And there are some other apps. Even if you don't have a Teams application on your desktop, you'll be able to log in on the 365 account using a browser and launch Teams from the browser itself. And you'll be able to access Power Automate, bookings, and other Power Platform tools from here as well. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for that. That's very informative. And in terms of, I was going to ask just sort of you've alluded to sort of the main benefits of the app is to sort of increase sort of collaboration and efficiency and for everything to be kind of sped up. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, that's right. So collaborative and also to innovate. And if you struggle how to use, you can always reach out to us by booking a call or raising a ticket in self. Self-help portal, that's the top desk, the ICT portal. So you can just raise a ticket and we'll be in touch with you.
Okay, fantastic. And are there any more kind of apps in the pipeline that kind of staff need to be aware of or that's kind of coming in the future, do you think, or is it too early to say?
So the technology always changes. If what you learned before a year is not valid today because it changes ever, and you know that the most important topic of the world today is AI, artificial intelligence, and NHS England is citing to use Copilot within our structure. So, sorry, I have to replace NHS England with NHS Mail. So NHS Mail is our tenant. So when we talk about tenant, shared tenant, it may be a new word or a jargon to you. So the NHS Mail is part of 365 account, and which is in a wider perspective is called a tenant. And London Northwest and Hillingdon are called shared tenant in the tenant. And basically, we are trying to use NHS Mail is trying to introduce Copilot so that some of you can use Copilot. And remember, some of the licenses are not available for everybody. It comes as an top-up license. Maybe another trust can afford it, not our trust. It doesn't mean that it will stop you, because if you are able to bring some efficiency and save cost, definitely you can find some budget for it. So look okay. for our webinars, yeah. which talks about all these innovations and changes, which happens once in a month. And you can either ping us if you want to be part of those webinars, or you can join our Teams group, which is called Teams Champions Group, the N365 Champions Group, so which enables you to have information from us whenever there is some announcements or posts. We just and we make sure that it is posted on the group so that you are made aware of it.
Great, thank you. And just finally, I mean, there's no sort of security issues with any of these apps, that they're all, you know, secure, and all the kind of data and information on them is there's that is securely stored.
So thank you for that's a very good question and a valid question. So that's why I said some of the processes are monitored and some of the applications are not available for everyone. So for instance, Microsoft Forms is available through a subscription model, which is renewable 60 days once. And any data that you collect has to be shared with IG. On top of that, if you collect PID, that is personal identifiable information or data, you should get an approval, or a DPIA should be in place for it. So these are the governances that we take ensure that it is happening. And also, you should not log in your 365 account on your personal devices. That's something, a security breach. And apart from that, all the applications that we promote is cyber approved, either locally or nationally. Thank you.
Okay, brilliant. Thank you for that. And is there any other information that you would like to add, or anything that staff need to be aware of in relation to this?
So all of you would have come across with MFA, multi-factor authentication, which is very significant, so that your account is not compromised and it cannot be used by another person. So we encourage people to enroll for MFA. And if you're not NHS England and NHS Mail are trying to do a mass turn on MFA for every account that has been within the NHS realm. So we have made some measures. If you log in through 365 account within the trust environment, you will not be prompted for an MFA. But if you log in through NHS Mail portal, then you'll be prompted for MFA. So MFA is something secure, it's very simple, and I think so that should be adhered to. And if you are in doubt or if you have any questions, you can always reach to us. Our email IDs can be found. We are a small team of three, myself, Godfrey, Udara, and Natasha.
Great. Thank you very much for that, Godfrey. I think that's covered everything. So just to say then, we'll be back again soon with another podcast. So keep an eye out on Buzzsprout or wherever you get your podcast for that. If you're listening and want to get involved in a future podcast, then just email thh-tr.communications@nhs.net. Thank you very much for listening today. Thank you once again to Godfrey for your time. And until next time, goodbye.
Thank you.
So, that's it for today's episode. Thank you for listening. Please do join in the conversation about this episode, tag us in social media, and send us any other comments, and let us know your thoughts, and we'll see you next time.